Hey guys, it's Lainey from Podomatic.com, and I'm glad and thankful and happy, and thank you for pressing play on this podcast. So, I was catching up on my YouTube subscriptions, and it's this one guy in particular where he does like top 10 this or 50 fun facts this or blah blah blah. So I was looking up to see if they had anything to do with sex, like if they had a sex related, like, all right, he would make a list like the 10 most scary creepypastas ever, or 10 most outrageous religions that you've never heard of, stuff like that, you know, interesting things that normally we wouldn't think about. In homage to that, I decided that for this week's podcast, I would do something similar to that, but in sex. So I decided to make my list 17 bizarre sex facts you probably didn't know. Let's jump right on in. Number one, 1 in 10 European babies are conceived in an IKEA bed. Number two, Alfred Kinsey, author of Sexual Behavior in the Human Male. This book was published in 1948 because I went to go try to look it up on Audible and they didn't have anything with it because it was an old ass book. Okay, but his book had a collection of 5 million wasps and could insert a toothbrush into his penis bristle end first. Weird. But you know what? There are men that do that. It's just crazy. But if that's something you like, more power to you. Number three. British spy stopped using semen as invisible ink because it began to smell if it wasn't fresh. That is fucking disgusting. I wonder how much sperm it would take for them to write a freaking paragraph. Ugh. Number four, a single sperm contains 37.5 MB of DNA information. So that means one ejaculation represents a data transfer of 15,875 gigabytes, equivalent to the combined capacity of 62 MacBook Pro laptops. Something to think about the next time you open up your MacBook Pro, huh? Number five, male fruit flies rejected by females drink significantly more alcohol than those that have had a successful encounter. So the next time you think you're gonna get laid and the bitch don't wanna fuck you, hey, you're not alone. Male fruit flies get rejected too and they also become alcoholics. Thumbs up. Number six, a female ferret will die if she doesn't have sex for a year. Are you kidding? I know tons of men who will wish that this shit was true for the simple fact that they'd get laid. Any and every guy would get laid. Shit, I'd be laying not only my guy, but a fucking bajillion others. If I didn't have sex for a year, I'd die. That's crazy. Too bad for the virgins. Number seven. Seven Viagra tablets are sold every second. So, when you go in the store and, because you know they sell them over the counter. So, next time you go into the store, don't worry. Just remember that. 7 Viagra tablets are sold every second. So, you're not alone. So, pick up that Viagra tablet with pride and take it home and fuck the shit out your girl or guy. But before you do that, listen to one of my other podcasts. Then fuck them. Fact number 8. The German word for contraceptive is
Schwangerschaftsverhütungsmittel.
Yeah, you thought I was gonna say that? Now, try spelling it. It's like fucking gajillion letters. By the time you finish saying that, it's too late. Who the fuck is gonna wanna put contraceptive on? You gotta say Schwangerschaftsverhütungsmittel a million times or in a million ways. Fact number 9. The American Psychic Association listed homosexuality as a mental illness until 1973. So, up until then, you guys could have got free benefits, probably could have got free money, all because stupidity thought that being a homosexual was a mental illness. Fact number 10. The best-selling work of fiction of the 15th century was The Tale of Two Lovers, an erotic novel by the man who later became Pope Pius II. Remember that the next time you take a cookie from your priest or whatever for communion. Imagine where his fucking hands have been. He wrote the number one selling erotic book. Number 11. A single human male produces enough sperm in 2 weeks to impregnate every fertile woman on the planet. Number 12. In 2008, archaeologists in Cyprus found the 7th century curse inscribed on a lead tablet that said, "May your penis hurt when you make love." Nobody knows who made the curse or why. Maybe it was a spiteful ex. Fact number 12. The founder of Match.com, Gary Creeman, lost his girlfriend to a man she met on Match.com. Weird, right? Kicking your own self in your own ass for making a website that's going to place you with someone that has exactly identical interests as you. Great job, sir. Fact number 14. Gynophoria is the sense that someone is mentally undressing you. Wish I had that. Actually, no, I don't. I know a couple people I'd like to give it to, make them go fucking insane. Fact number 15, a female chimpanzee in a fit of passion has the strength of 6 men. So the next time you bestiality people want to go and fuck a chimp, don't piss her ass off, because she won't like her when she's angry. 16. At the 2010 London Olympics, which lasted for 17 days, the athletes were provided with 150,000 free condoms, okay? That's approximately 15 each. Like I always say, safe sex is the best sex. Anyway, and the 17th fact is the G-spot was nearly called the Whipple Tickle after Professor Beverly Whipple, who coined the expression that we know today. So I think whomever in the process of making that switch that shit from Whipple Tickle to G-spot was genius. So that wraps up this week's podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, like it, follow me, or subscribe to my email so you'll know when I upload a podcast so you can hear it. Also, if you have a question, comment, story, or whatever, shoot me an email at asksex1989@yahoo.com. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. And you can also call me at 347-541-3719. Leave me a voicemail. I check them, and if you want me to play it on air, feel free to let me know. If not, you, my friend, shall remain anonymous. So until next time, like I always say, have a sexual appetite, and I will see you guys next week, Monday.